This week, Kentucky became the latest state to sue a national opioid distributor. Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear says the McKesson Corporation flooded his state with massive amounts of opioids using unfair, misleading, and deceptive business practices. McKesson is one of a number of drug companies summoned to the federal courthouse in Cleveland next week for what's being described as preliminary settlement discussions with hundreds of state and local governments and private groups from across the country that are suing drug companies over the opioid crisis. For member station WCPN IdeaStream, Nick Castell reports.
When the opioid crisis started to take hold in Ohio, few places had it worse than Scioto County. The county's fatal overdose rate for the years 2006 to 2010 was twice the state average and the highest in Ohio. According to the Ohio Board of Pharmacy, almost 9.7 million doses of opioids were dispensed in the county in 2010, the equivalent of about 122 doses per capita.
We have a needle exchange program here. We basically, every Friday, we see 225 regulars that are IV drug users.
Lisa Roberts is with the health department in Portsmouth, the county seat. Early on, she says the people at the needle exchange were abusing painkillers by injecting them. Today, that's changed.
The same people switched to heroin.
There are fewer prescription painkillers dispensed in Scioto County these days after the state cracked down on so-called pain management clinics. But drug overdose deaths are still above the average in Ohio. The number of people in the county who died in 2016 was almost 60% higher than in 2010.
The prescription painkillers just created this mass of people who are opioid dependent, and the drug dealers recognize that.
Scioto County and Portsmouth have joined more than 100 other jurisdictions across the country in suing opioid makers and distributors. One set of lawsuits alleges that distributors filled suspicious orders of pills despite having a duty to maintain controls against the diversion of drugs for illegitimate uses. Another group of suits accuses drug companies of misrepresenting the risks of opiate addiction despite knowing better. Many of these cases have been consolidated and are now before U.S. District Court Judge Dan Polster in Cleveland. Brian Fitzpatrick is a professor at Vanderbilt Law School.
I suspect the defendants are going to feel a lot of pressure to settle this case.
The cases have been compared to the multi-billion dollar tobacco settlement of 20 years ago. But Fitzpatrick says there are differences, too. For one, drug marketing is regulated by the FDA in a way that tobacco wasn't.
The question is going to be, did their marketing line up precisely with what the FDA had approved, or were they marketing these products off of the uses that the FDA had approved them for? And then there's going to be questions of, did they lie to the FDA? Did they know that these things were more addictive than they let on?
Lawsuits in federal court allege that the drug makers marketed opioids through third-party groups outside the purview of the FDA. Maria Glover, a professor at Georgetown Law School, says the local governments would have to demonstrate that companies' alleged deceptive marketing changed how people use opioids.
They would have to show that that caused doctors to change their behavior about prescribing, that it changed consumer attitudes toward requesting these drugs.
In a statement, one of the companies, Purdue Pharma, denies the allegations against it. It's not the only one.
Every day, opioid abuse affects families and communities across America.
This is from a video recorded by John Hammergren, the CEO of the distributor McKesson, one of the defendants. The company denies shipping opioids to what it terms rogue pharmacies. The video was produced in response to a Washington Post 60 Minutes story claiming that the Drug Enforcement Agency did not adequately monitor McKesson's opioid sales.
Some of the media suggests that we're to blame for the opioid crisis. This is simply not true.
Judge Polster has said everyone shares some responsibility for the crisis and no one has done enough about it, from drug companies to governments. Polster said he wants to see a settlement between the drug companies and local governments that reduces the number of pills and ensures they're being used properly. If that doesn't happen, the judge says he'll try the cases brought by governments in northern Ohio. For Here and Now, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.